Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Lord has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread through the whole region. He taught in the synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling down the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. What the Gospel says, the people accept him are the common people, but the scribes, the Pharisees, do not accept him because he comes from a low-class family. He said, "Who is he? His father is a carpenter." They despise him. It teaches us one lesson also. Many times we as priests, we presume everybody listen to us, but it's not all the time. At times we're angry because, "Why don't you accept me?" Well, if the people don't accept Jesus, how people can also always accept you? So this is a good lesson also for us priests. On the other hand, Jesus spoke, no matter where he was, spoke from heart to heart. Many people do not listen to him because they don't open their heart. So at times, when we read the gospel or scriptures, we could not say anything. Most probably, our heart is closed. The word Jesus teaching Faustina, trust. For myself, it's always have to learn, start again, to trust. Many times I presume I know many things. I can do many things. Many times Jesus gave us our chance that whatever we do cannot be successful. It's not God, it's not helping us. But God is through this episode to teach us to be humble, open to God. So let's ask Jesus to give us this special grace to trust him and be humble.